Hi, this is Tech Coffee for the 30th of April, and here's your daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Executives at Uber are discussing plans to cut around 20% of the company's employees as it copes with a sharp decline in its ride-hailing business due to the coronavirus pandemic, the information has learned. Layoffs of that magnitude, which haven't been finalized but could be announced in stages in the coming weeks, could result in more than 5,400 of Uber's 27,000 employees losing their jobs. Separately, Uber's chief technology officer Thuyen Pham, who joined Uber in 2013 and is the longest-serving senior executive at the company, has resigned from the company. Google makes Google Meet available to all users. Previously, only G Suite customers could set up meetings. Supports calls for up to 100 participants for any length of time, and Google may restrict meetings to 60 minutes from September 30. Those who attend outside of a calendar invitation must first be approved by the host. Also, Google is introducing G Suite Essentials, which includes Meet and Drive, but not Gmail. The U.S. Patent and Trademark Office just issued its decision that only natural persons, not AIs, can be named as inventors, refusing two patents for an AI that created an emergency flashing light and shape-shifting food container. The inventions come from physicist and AI researcher Stephen Thaler's Davis, which won't get its name on the patents. The office argues that patent law refers to inventors in human-like ways, which can't apply to machines. A senior official at the watchdog Ofcom, preparing to regulate social media companies, has been poached by Facebook to help it respond to the curbs. Tony Close, Ofcom's director of content standards, has been heavily involved with drawing up rules to rein in the tech giants and protect the public. Ministers said in February that they were minded to appoint Ofcom as the country's first internet watchdog. It is already responsible for TV and radio. The government is preparing to announce a timetable for legislation, but Mr. Close will not oversee the regime after accepting an offer to become Facebook's director of content regulation. A survey of 2,000 remote British workers by app security firm Proman found that 66% of them had not received any form of cybersecurity training in the last 12 months. In addition, more than three-quarters of respondents said they weren't worried about security while working remotely. Meanwhile, 61% of respondents said they are using personal devices when working remotely. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at onthismedia.com.